You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor. You know, this world that we live, if we are very observant, we will notice that little things are pretty dangerous. The scripture says that it is a little folly that causes a life to have foul odor. It is a little folly that destroys a life. It's not so much big things, it's the little things. Just a little lie, just a little sin, a little dishonest here and there, a little manipulation here and there. Little things. In fact, when you look at the health sector, the diseases that are pretty dangerous, you can't even see them. The other time, the entire world was shut down on account of a virus that nobody will see. Just a little thing, a little folly. May God give us wisdom to guard our lives. You need just a little folly to destroy your work with God. You need only a little folly to mess around. And that is why we must guard your heart with all diligence. That's why we must be vigilant. We must be watchful and prayerful so that little things do not destroy our lives. In the same vein, little things also uplift. The Bible says, despise not the day of little beginning. Jesus said the mustard seed is the smallest among God's seed. He said when it's planted and it grows, then it becomes a big tree. In other words, God also starts little. And there is a tendency to overlook something because it is little. Look at the ministry of Jesus. Would you like to follow a man that has just 12 men following him, or a man that has 50,000 crowd? Jesus had just 12 brothers and probably a few more others who were following him at a point in his ministry. It looks like a failure. Even his birth into this world, did you know at a point Jesus was just a fetus in the womb of a woman? That's God in the womb of a woman growing. God did not start big. He didn't just drop Jesus as a great king on the face of the earth. He started so little. There was a time when Jesus was just 1 year old and he was learning how to walk. Did you know that you could walk past that child and ignore that child and not think that anything can come out of that kind of a child? So brethren, do not despise the little things that God is doing. When he was going to send rain, and he told Elijah, and Elijah prayed, the cloud that he saw to assure him that it was going to rain was no more than the hand of a man. How can you see a cloud in the sky? Do you know what that means? Go out and check today. Try to figure out, is a cloud that is as little as the hand of a man. Do you think you will ever see that and think it is going to rain? And that is what is going to end the famine of 3 years. There had been famine for 3 years or more in the land. And what is going to solve that famine was the cloud that is not more than the hand of a man. That is a great lesson for us. Many times we are thinking that it must come from big. Some of you are attending a ministry. Not because you are hearing the word of God there. It's because crowd are going there. It's because it is big. So if they organize a fellowship in your neighborhood that are just like, let's say 7 or 10 brethren who meet together and genuinely share the word of God, you don't like going there. That for you is not ministry. You think the crowd is the ministry. May the Lord give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. For counseling, you can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.